Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you can't already hear, I'm a little congested, a little sick, so you might hear a little bit of nasty noises like me sucking up my snot or, you know, whatever it is that I do during this time of year. So I'm going to apologize ahead of time. But anyway, welcome to Unsolicited Conversation, the podcast where I talk to myself to track my personal development, my triumphs through life, in hopes that it could help one of you guys listening today. And hopefully one day build a giant community where we build each other up and conjure up other soul-stimulating conversations. The conversation always continues on my Instagram and my Twitter, so you can be sure to send any type of suggestions, any type of constructive criticism, anything that you would like to my DMs. I am very welcoming and I will respond. If you're not new here, welcome my little sunflower patch. We are growing. We are freaking growing and I'm so happy about it. Like, I never thought that I'd even have double digit, you know, amount of sunflowers. And I do. So that's really exciting. And every day that I post a new one, I feel like I get another one. If it's not one, it's like three. So it's like there's no real in between, which I'm just so stoked, guys. But anyway, today is going to be one of those episodes where it's more of like a diary entry because I have a bone to pick and no friends to talk to, so here goes nothing. So last episode, I told you guys that I made a little oopsie. No, not even that. I made a decision that I'm going to have to learn from. I was very impulsive and I wrote my ex. And I wrote her and was like, you know, keep your chin up. You got this. And you're thinking, well, how do you know what your ex is doing and how she's doing and where she's doing it with? I'm nosy. As I stated before, she's a person that taught me how to love properly. I'm saying that in the extent of, like, after we broke up, I learned from her because she told me, A, take no shit. B, she just, even in the relationship, she was, I don't know, she was just a very delicate person, and she was very, loyal, loving, patient, kind, while I have some of these attributes, over time, you know, things got a little toxic. Nonetheless, I think overall, she's been the best love of my life that I've had. I haven't been able to date since then. I mean, I've talked to people, hung out with people, but like, I feel like after a month, I get so bored. It's just like, it's not even worth it. So, with that being said, you know, I made a little oopsie. I reached out to her, and I reached out to her like, it was like midnight, honestly. Like, it was legit, maybe. I don't want to put a time on it because I could be definitely wrong, but it was nighttime. I don't know. It was just an impulsive thing. There's really no excuse. I was looking through her profile. Well, it initially started when I was, you know, looking at my old Tumblr because I have a whole bunch of pictures of us on my old Tumblr. And then after my old Tumblr, I took it upon myself to go look at her page. I looked at her page and I noticed that she was depressed. When I met her around the time, she was very depressed. She was overeating. She was just really genuinely good. Like, I was scared for her because I feared not only what she was going through was going to hurt her, but she just was going to become like a different person. And she was you know how like pain will make you a different person? I mean, granted, I probably did that for her, but like, this was a different type of pain, I feel, because it was within the family, and it was just gonna change her character. And I don't know, I saw so much of myself and so much of my little sister in her, which is, sounds kind of weird, but I just, not that I wanted to fix her, but I wanted to help her. But anyway, I ended up sending her a message that said, keep your chin up, but She's a professional ignorer, but she loves money. She loves money and sneakers, okay? Money, sneakers, and affection. So, I sent it to her on the Cash App. And the only way, obviously, you can send, a little note in the four columns if you send cash. I didn't send too much. It was like $3. It was just to get her attention. And I said, now that I got your attention, keep your chin up, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if she slept on it. I don't know if she woke up to it. I don't know if she contemplated it for the whole day. But initially, I thought she wasn't going to respond because she never really responds. Because we're just at that level. But, make a long story short, I didn't get a response till the end of the day where she sent it back and she told me to, not call her ex, but answer her ex. I am her ex. Answer her girlfriend. Her current girlfriend. Apparently, her current girlfriend wanted to talk to me for quite some time because, I'm just irritating like that. But at first I contemplated it like, oh my God, like, what does this girl want? Like, this had nothing to do with you. I mean, granted, it is your girlfriend, but, like, I'm not crossing boundaries, in my opinion. Like, this is just how I am as a person. I don't believe that I did anything wrong. I think that you guys are probably overthinking it. Like, I literally did that with the intent of ignore me for the rest of the time. In fact, like, the whole day had went by. And, I don't know. I just wanted to know how she felt about the situation. And she's one of those people who, will say general things that really relate to what's going on in her life, on social media. So, I took it upon myself, looked a couple extra times, and it seemed as though she knew and, I guess just hadn't said anything. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. None of my business. I don't really care. But for me, it was just like I got all these cues, like these, I don't know what the word is, but I got all these vibes that basically told me, okay, she got it. She's just going to ignore it. Then I also have this, I have these two profiles. Everybody in my following list, in my followers list, I know. Like, they have a picture, I know them, or if I don't know them and they follow me, they interact with me. But I have these two specific profiles that look at my profile every day. And when they look at my profile every day, they don't have a, like a little picture, like a profile picture on Instagram. But, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. You know how you know something in your heart, or you feel something in your heart, and you just know it is what it is, what you think it is. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I just know that I'm not wrong. Nonetheless, there's these two profiles, in specific this one that looks at my stuff all of the time. Like, looks at my story on a regular basis. And the name just rubs me the wrong way. And I know that this person or, my ex is just trying to get under my skin. Or maybe not even that. Maybe it's just the way she, views me. Or, like, I know it's towards me. And it's like disinfectant prey. Some bullshit. Excuse my French, but, like, I know it's you. And then, like, I'll notice that, like, they'll stop looking at my stuff as soon as the current girlfriend comes around. Like, non-existent, like, nothing. Like, it's just so weird. And it's like the patterns have shown. And then, like, sometimes I'll check to see if, this person, like, my ex is online. Like, because, you have, like, the green active bubble. And then to see when, I don't know. Let's just say I'm a Virgo. I'm a master detective, and all the signs are here, but I don't know for certain. You know what I mean? Like, I got every single symptom of bronchitis, but we don't know if I got bronchitis. That's all I'm gonna say there. I'm just gonna leave that there. So after a while, once I did that, the next day, granted, I have been being nosy, so I definitely know that the ex was there. The ex just left. I mean, 2 days later, I think it was a day later, and then I send I do the thing on Cash App, and then after the Cash App thing, here comes Disinfectant Prey profile, like, all up and through my Insta stories. Like, come on, man. Like, I'm not dumb. I'm really not that dumb. And whether it's, you know, the ex, the ex's mom, the ex's girlfriend. I mean, there's two profiles that commonly look at myself, but it's just like, I know it has to do with you. No matter who it is, it has to do with you. You're telling somebody something if it's not you. Period. End of discussion. And that's what I firmly believe. I don't think anything less of it. Like, all the cues, all the signs are there. Like, and that's all I'm saying. I'm just going to leave that there. So I tested that theory, and I put a big check mark by it. Then after that, make a long story short, I don't even know what the point of that was. I just went blabber mouth real quick. So I end up talking to the current. Right? The current is one of a peculiar kind. Let me not even say that, because she's not even part of this posse. But she, I don't know. How can I word this? Hold on, let me sip my sea moss. By the way, the sea moss is delicious, and it's less potent than Dr. Sebi's. I'm sipping on sea moss and mint tea, soothing mint tea for my throat. So I'm a little sickly, so sorry about it. That's why I sound like garbage. Anyway, I mean, after I put two and two together with the whole profile thing, with this, you know, Cash App incident, I was like, oh, okay, so it has been you. Like, this is you being annoying. Gotcha. I talked to the current, and the current is just like, I don't know how to word this properly, but I think that it might be just my anxiety, or just me knowing the type of person she could possibly be, and honestly, it might be a little... My mind has changed a little bit since I woke up this morning and realized that I have voice messages on my damn phone from her. I feel like she was being like a sarcastic asshole now that I think about it, because there are some things that she said that like rubbed me the wrong way. Basically, but everything she said was like in a very nice way. Or, let me say, professional. Yeah, it was like almost like she was talking to a patient, I felt like, which I don't really respect that in all, but I didn't really realize it until like this morning / last night. But anyway, that's not my business. I really could care less, because she doesn't know me from a can of damn paint. She knows me from what other people say, or what one person says that obviously has a biased input on me. So I'm just gonna let that go. But we did end up talking. There was points where I was like, oh, she, you know, knows her shit. And then there was other points where it was just like, you don't necessarily have to say that. You don't necessarily know. But, you know, I played along, and I didn't want to disrespect her or make it seem like I was trying to disrespect her relationship in any way, shape, or form. So I just kept it cordial, because I don't have time for confrontation, and I have no drama in my life, and that is a motherfreaking plus. So let's just keep it that way. But this morning, I woke up to so many messages. I had like, I think 4 to 5 messages on my old phone, and my old phone is not on, so I don't get the tea with that, sis, because she texts my Virgin Islands number, but my Virgin Islands number is off because I got a new phone, and my new phone has a new phone number that actually goes with, like, how do you say it, like, Maryland. So, I hope she doesn't think that I was, like, ignoring her or anything like that, because that wasn't the case. Obviously, I was talking to my dad initially, and, I had to re-download the freaking Messenger app, because a bitch don't like Messenger, because anybody thinks that they can call you on there, and it's just so irritating. But, I don't know, after the talk, I felt better, because I got some things off my chest, but I feel like I would have felt way better if I would have been able to say it to my ex. So, that happened, and I don't know, it just rubbed me the wrong way. I started to feel, like, icky, so I just straight slam, went to bed, got ready for work, called it a day. Because I don't like feeling tension, and I surrender to everything now. Like, it's so much easier to just find a better way to communicate, and if you can't communicate, just let it go. Like, you know what, you're gonna think you're right regardless, so just fuck it, you know what I mean? Like, there's no sense in arguing. There's no sense. Like, it's not gonna make me feel better. It's just gonna cause confrontation. But yeah, it was just weird, and that's my little oopsie. That's a little oopsie of the day, okay? Well, not of today, but, you know, of the days. And it just, I don't know. Hopefully you guys can learn from me. Don't ever, if your ex hates you, don't ever, or if they're in a relationship, because that could be, like, a biased part that I'm just, like, completely ignoring. Don't ever tell them to keep their chin up. No, that's me being an asshole. Don't, just stay in your lane, honestly. Like, some people have boundaries, and the boundaries are going to be different. Granted, my boundary, I wouldn't have really had one for that particular instance, other than, like, you know, I wouldn't even have said thank you, because, you know, if I was her, I wouldn't even have said thank you. I would have just kept it silent. Like, I just would have not said anything. Told my girlfriend, and then kept it moving, kept it pushing. And that's honestly what I thought was going to happen, but joke's on me. But at the end of the day, I now feel I have a different train of thought on that whole situation. I have a different feeling towards my ex now. Like, before, I had, like, remorse, and I felt like I owed her an apology, and, you know, all this stuff. Granted, I do, and I would apologize to her, but now we both can honestly say that we just dislike each other, and we're never gonna be friends. Because I noticed that yesterday, after the whole incident, I was so mad, like, I was so hurt, that I went in my Google Photos, and I have a lot of photos of her, because I think she emptied her phone into my computer, and then in my computer I had my email up, so it went into my Google Photos drive. So yesterday, I finally, after a year or two and some change, I finally deleted 464 photos. And granted, if you have listened to me before, I deleted, like, a lot of, you know, photos before, but those were, like, the duplicates, the ones that I really didn't favor, the ones that I knew that she had already posted. But now, it's just, like, even if you don't have these photos, sis, I'm deleting them. I don't care. Like, not fuck you and all you stand for, but fuck you right now. Like, I really genuinely, like, that, I don't know why I'm saying that hurt. Like, it's, like, it just hurt me, because it's just, like, you have changed as a person, and your character has changed. And granted, I probably am the one who did that, and you probably haven't forgiven me yet. That's why it is the way it is, but it fucking hurt. Like, I never thought I would be able to delete every single photo of her. I mean, let's be honest, I didn't delete every photo of her, because there are some photos that have the location on it, and I do want to hoard the location. Some pictures I look really cute in, some pictures we are just hilarious, or videos that we are just hilarious, I didn't delete those. But I will say that anything that had to do with, like, her by herself, her in New York, her in China, her in, you know, anywhere that I wasn't, delete, gone. And I'm done hoarding those memories. I'm done hurting myself. In that sense, I guess you could say, I don't really want to say hurting myself because it doesn't hurt anymore. And I don't, like, the only thing I do is smile when I see these pictures. Like, I genuinely, like, before, when the breakup first hit, it was just like I would cry and be so sad about it. But now when I see him, I like laugh or I smile because I'm like happy for her. She's succeeding in life. She's doing this, she's doing that. And that's why I feel like I reached out, because I was just like, you know what? You're a happy little camper. Like, or you were a happy little camper, and now you're doing all the things you said you wanted to do, marking off stuff off your bucket list, and I'm proud of you type situation. But why aren't you happy? Like, big question mark there. But like I said, now I know, none of my business, stay in my lane. And that was the lesson of my first lesson of 2020. Like, I don't know why the freak I brought that into 2020. I should have did that in 2019 so I could have let it go. But there's the thesis. So I just want to let you guys know of my little changed train of thought on that. But I also wanted to let you guys know that I'm tired. Like, I don't feel good. Like, I feel like so sickly, and I don't know what's going on. I woke up and it's just been bad. Like, my throat hurts, my nose is burning. I have so much crap to do, and I need to get it done, but, like, I don't know, I'm just struggling, but I will say that I'm proud of myself in the way that I handled things. So, I don't know, this has been a diary entry for Unsolicited Conversation. I just wanted to make sure I kept you guys up to date, up to par on what's going on, because you can't tell any half-ass stories, because that's just not cool. So if you guys learned anything today, you learned from me. Don't hit up your ex, period. Some people have the train of thought where, like, you can get back with an ex, or you can be friends with an ex, or you can, you know, learn to, I don't know, maybe I watch too many TV shows. But that's not the case here. Some things are better left unsaid, some things are better left alone, and this was one of those circumstances. And granted, it's my best love, it's my favorite love, but right now I am not happy. Like, I'm happy, but I'm not happy with the way these things went down. There's still a lot to it, but you know, it's the end. This is 2020. I'm going in and I'm coming out with a bang. Okay? Don't know where I was going with that. But I'm going to sip my tea, my mint soothing tea for my throat and my nose that's burning, finish up my sea moss, and figure out something to eat for breakfast. Because literally, I came. What is going on with that word? I woke up and I was just like, I have got to tell somebody. I have got to say something, but I don't want to tell anybody in specific because I don't want to be judged. And then even if I am judged, it's just like, I don't want to hear anybody else's opinion. I just want to speak on it. And that is the true thesis. So thank you for listening, my little Sunflower Patch. If you're not a part of the Sunflower Patch, please be sure to join. We are a thriving community who just, I don't even know. You guys are just so pleasant, and you guys keep me positive, and you guys give me different feedbacks to go off of. Like, I know for a fact after this podcast, you guys are going to give me so many, like, suggestions, and, like, y'all going to have some fire to spray. But I love it. I love all of you, and thank you so much for listening, because y'all are literally the best. So, love, peace, and hair grease. Over and out, your girl Robbie.